بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. So our Shaykh will recite in the very next rak'ah a beautiful ayah, one ayah, and that will be my khatira for today. And in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ ضُرِبَ مَثَلٌ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. O mankind, Allah has given an example, so pay attention to it. O mankind, Allah has given you an example, so pay attention to it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Those whom you call out to, invoke, pray to, besides Allah, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوِ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. They will never be able to create even a fly. They can't even create a fly, even if they cooperated with each other to create this fly. وَإِنْ يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِضُوهُ مِنْ. And were this fly to take something away from these idols, from these false gods, the gods could not save the food from the fly taking it away. ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. How weak is the one praying to this idol, and how weaker is the idol that is being prayed to. ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. Both the one asking and the one asked, how weak they are. Now this is a beautiful imagery, which of course we all understand at surface level. Allah is saying, those beings whom you worship besides Allah, all of them put together, these idols, these rocks, these statues, these saints, these angels that you all worship, if they were to all come together, they couldn't even create a fly. How could you worship them? Then Allah says, if the fly were to take something away. Now this imagery is beautiful because some of you come from countries where idols are worshipped, right? You all know from that country, these idols are presented with meat, with honey, with butter. What happens when you have this item in front of the idol in the hot summer? What's going to happen? Flies are going to come, right? Flies are going to come. Now, when a fly comes to our food, what do? Shoo it away, get rid of it. Allah is giving an imagery that they're very familiar with. These idols, the flies are buzzing around them. They can't even protect themselves from the flies. How weak can you be? Now, the purpose of my khatir actually is not imani, it's scientific. It's something that goes to the science of the Quran. And this shows us the reality that this book is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That what is mentioned in this book could not have been known to humanity at the time of the Prophet ﷺ from their modern science. Notice what does Allah say? And this goes back to the miraculous nature of the Qur'an and the scientific miracles mentioned in the Qur'an. Allah says, if the fly were to take away something from their pot of food, they could not retrieve what the fly took away. Now, of course, the imagery is valid at a basic level, that when the fly buzzes off, who's going to catch the fly and get back that food from the fly? Nonetheless, somebody can say, maybe we can catch that fly with our now microscopic instruments or small, you know, small tangible things or whatnot, and maybe we can extract the food from its mouth before it eats it. Because every single animal on the face of this earth, it takes the food, ingests it, and then digests it. So technically, if Allah had given the example of a dog, of a wolf, of any other predator, technically, you could have caught that dog and extracted the food. You could have caught that wolf and extracted that meat from it. Even if it meant going into the stomach instantaneously and getting it out, you would still have the food relatively untouched. You guys following this point? The one animal in human creation, in this world, the one animal and only that one animal that digests its food outside of the body is the fly. It's the one animal. It gives its digestive saliva and it puts it onto the food so that by the time the food is ingested, it is already chemically altered, not just physically. You see, we as humans, when we chew food, there is no chemical change. It's a physical change. The chemical change occurs where? In the stomach. The same for the dog, the same for the wolf, the same for every other predator. The chemical change is in the stomach. The only animal the chemical changes outside of the stomach is the fly. And Allah says that if this fly were to fly away with a bit of their food, they could not retrieve that food from the fly. Had it been any other animal, we could have retrieved the food from that animal. The only animal that is beyond retrieving because the chemical change has occurred is the fly. And Allah mentions, out of all of the animals, He mentions the dhubab. And this shows us that this book is not from Qawlul Bashar. It is not from the speech of men. It is from the Kalamullahi Azza wa Jal. It is the speech of Allah. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. No evil and no falsehood comes to it from in front and from the back. This is a book from Al-Hakim, the All-Wise, the All-Knowing. This is a miracle, and there are so many other miracles mentioned in this book. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us amongst those who believe in this book and on whose behalf this book will intercede shafa'ah on the Day of Judgment. وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.